Does the name Pavlov ring a bell? Pavlov was a Russian scientist, I think he was a scientist, who experimented with dogs. Now, not harmful things, as far as I know, but he wanted to study their behavior. He noted that dogs will salivate to the sight of food. So, what he did, that wascoey scientist, he rang a bell within maybe a half a second, and a research on what is called classical conditioning, as much as that was he was doing, says that the optimum connection between a neutral stimulus and the experimental stimulus is half a second. In short sleeve language, that means ring the bell close to what you're studying, in this case, salivation. So he did, rang the bell. I don't know the details of his work. I suspect didn't take too many pairings of the bell, 5, 6, 7 maybe, that the dogs then salivated to the bell alone. Bell rang, dogs salivated. Because they had learned, past learning, probably didn't take that many times, that the bell meant food was coming. And the thought of food, well, okay, for a dog, I don't know if I do want to use the word thought, maybe the expectation of food made them salivate. That particular kind of learning is called classical conditioning. Now, where am I going with this? Am I just giving you a behavior psychology 101 primer? No. Many of you, and more likely many more of your parents, had the look. Remember the look? Now, unfortunately, the look has really faded from a parent's repertoire. The look now just as often can elicit, what are you looking at? You looking at me? Why? You want to tangle with it? From a kid. The look doesn't have the same power it used to have. What gave the look its power? Classical conditioning. You were wondering when I was going to get to that, didn't you? Parents who used the look essentially were ringing a bell. And the bell was saying, you hear that thunder behind me? I don't know if you can pick that up on the mic. Can you pick that up on the mic, Andrew? I'm in the studio here with the window open. We're getting some pretty nasty thunderstorms here in Ohio. The look basically said, this is the bell that action is coming. Stop what you're doing. Usually the look was given to stop a piece of misbehavior. Stop what you're doing, or I will do something. And it didn't take too many pairings of the look with follow-up action before the look actually was enough. Now, if the look is never paired with action, the look isn't going to mean anything. It's nothing more than a kid sitting in the back seat saying, Mommy's looking at me, tell him to quit looking at me. Why don't parents have the look like parents used to? I think there's a lot of reasons for that. I think that discipline has become a dirty word in a lot of experts' lingos. I think that the parents aren't as sure of themselves or as confident in themselves in setting limits and following through and expectations, which are all very, very good things because that's how the world operates. And the difference between discipline now and discipline then is that discipline now by a parent is done at a loving hand. Discipline then by the world is not at a loving hand much of the time. So, all that said, if you want the look, pair it. Pair it with, I'm going to give you a look, and then I'm going to do something about it. There will be a consequence. It will happen. You can count on that. My dad used to bounce the look off our heads at Mass. I had three brothers and sisters. I had two sisters and a brother. Bounce the look. And by the time it got to me, to the end of the pew where I was sitting, It still had a lot of juice left in it. Absolutely. That was kind of like a group look. Because Dad's look meant, after Mass, you guys, I'm going to have to deal with this. Now, keep in mind, the look is not it's not a threat. It's not a, you're in big trouble. Because I am an autocrat. I'm going to do it my way, punk. It's not like that. The look doesn't have to be mean. It doesn't have to be a glare. It can be a glance. The look can be, have I got your attention? Okay, good. Say, for example, you got two kids bickering somewhere. Let's put it at a family gathering. And a lot of your relatives' kids are misbehaving all over the place, but they're not doing anything about it because they're too caught up in their own conversation to pay much attention. But you know, you're smart enough to know I better keep one eye on the kids because they know when I'm occupied. So you're in the same room, and you notice that maybe they're starting with each other, or one of them is heading towards something that Grandma just does not want them to touch. And they're probably aware that your eye follows them around a fair amount of the time, especially if they're younger, you know that. And they turn and look. And you look back. You give them the look. The look that says, in the words of Monsters, Inc., the movie, I'm watching you, Wazowski. And they know that if they go ahead and continue to misbehave or to grab one of Grandma's delicate little knickknacks, you're going to get up and you're going to go sit them somewhere. You're going to do something. It's just the way it is. The look is very potent discipline. You know why? Because the look's not nasty. The look's not a lot of words. How can you have a whole lot of words if you're just looking? The look is a genteel warning. We talk about gentle parenting. The look is gentle parenting. The look isn't hurting anybody. The look is, I'm aware. I'm on top of things. And I'm prepared, because this bell is ringing, to do something about it. Classical conditioning parenting.